This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. A movie theater in Brooklyn is showing the second of three sold-out women's-only screenings of Wonder Woman tonight. Wonder Woman is the first classic big-budget superhero movie directed by a woman with a female hero. WNYC's Maggie Freeling was at the first gender-specific screening yesterday.
Women decked out in Wonder Woman gear flooded Alamo Drafthouse, and they were thrilled. Stephanie Billman was in the lobby, and she says events like this aren't only celebratory, they're safe. Which she says is not always the case, especially when she goes to comic and gaming events.
I always feel a little bit of like, is it going to be okay for me as a black woman? So here I don't have that fear.
But the screenings have generated some controversy, especially among some men, who say it's reverse discrimination. The argument doesn't carry much weight with Anna Davenport, who traveled from Trenton. She says that the men who complain should think about the bigger picture.
When they can help us make sure that the NFL, the NHL, the Major League Baseball, NBA, Congress, Senate, and boardrooms have as many women in them, then they can worry about the movie theater at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday.
Albany law professor Stephen Clark says it's not that simple. He filed a gender discrimination complaint in Austin, where Alamo is also holding the screenings. Clark has a background in LGBT rights law, and he says the screenings exclude male allies. But he also says it sets a dangerous precedent.
I have heard repeatedly in connection with this, just go to a different theater. Well, that's exactly what the pharmacist wants to say when he doesn't want to fill the emergency contraceptive prescription.
In a statement, Alamo says the special screenings have created confusion, but they want everybody to see the film. Alamo says it will donate the proceeds from the special screenings to Planned Parenthood. Maggie Freeling, WNYC News.